Como News 1000, FM 97.7.
The lobbying group for Washington's legal marijuana industry is preparing for the 2022 legislative session, but Como's Ryan Harris tells us it also has its eyes on a big prize in the other capital.
The big prize is pot legalization at the federal level, which Washington Cannabis Business Association Director Vicki Christofferson says they'd like to see in a sweeping package of new rules, but will likely come in steps. She says they could start with the Safe Banking Act, which would keep federally regulated banks out of criminal trouble for working with weed businesses. Christofferson says it's passed in the House 5 times with overwhelming bipartisan support, and they're hopeful it'll get past the Senate.
In our mind, the very first step that could be most impactful and frankly should not have any controversy surrounding it is making sure that the money that we're working with is safe, that our employees are safe, and also that our employees and ourselves can have access to normal financial tools.
In Olympia, Christofferson says they have a long wish list, again topped by an end to the restriction on out-of-state investors in pot businesses, which she says would allow them more room to grow. Ryan Harris, Como News.